1077 RKR, the Rocket Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a wonderful start this morning. And it was a busy day yesterday, obviously, with Election Day. A lot of things took place. A lot of things were voted for here in Kalamazoo. David Anderson won the mayor vote with 64% of the vote. Chris Glazer right behind him with 26%, nearly 27. And there's a big turnout, at least for some of the votes. Like as far as some of the millage renewals, there was a pretty decent turnout there. Again, all the results seem to be in for Kalamazoo, but the election statistics are not good. Only 23% of possible voters turned out to vote yesterday. Registered voters in Kalamazoo County, 170,000 roughly, and only 39,000 ballots were cast yesterday. So if there's a lot of complaining going on over the next few years, you can pretty much blame 77% of the people that live here. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. It was definitely a historic day for Michigan yesterday. It was obviously a voting day. And Mary Sheffield, who's only 38 years old, made history. She's the first woman elected as Detroit's mayor. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we take a look at this. Take a look at the mayoral race that was happening. And Mary Sheffield is just, she announced, I believe, 2 years ago that she was going to be running for mayor. And they called it last night. The AP called it. And she had a completely lopsided victory over Triumph Church pastor Solomon Kinloch. She had 77% of the vote to Kinloch's 23%. So Sheffield, who's, like I said, 38, she was basically told it was the largest margin of victory in the history of the city of Detroit. So that's record breaking in and of itself. And obviously there's a lot of people who are very excited for it. This is just a change because Detroit, you know, I feel like Detroit is starting to make a comeback here, and they definitely need some good leadership because, you know, it's like one time Detroit was considered the Las Vegas of the East Coast. And obviously that all changed, that over time, it got into pretty rough shape, but trying to make a comeback, it's going to be a long climb, but, hopefully, with this new leadership, maybe, some positive changes will be taking place in Detroit. I do feel like they're making a comeback though. So just got to stay positive and keep supporting those businesses over there. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhaus, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Often referred to as Led Zeppelin 4, but not actually having an official title, the album was Led Zeppelin's demonstration that their music, not their name, would define the band, as they decided the new album would simply feature four symbols, each representing a member of the band, and would be arguably the greatest release to date, featuring Stairway to Heaven, Black Dog, and Rock and Roll. This album left no mixed reviews and remains one of the greatest rock albums of all time. Led Zeppelin 4 needs to be in your collection. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR. It's Mark Frankhaus, and it's time to check in with Catholic Charities and another great organization helping people here in Southwest Michigan, getting ready for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon at Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Catholic Charities, so we're trying to raise $50,000 for their 50th year. And right now I'm joined by Nicole from Bridges Mental Health and Caring Network. Nicole, welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How many people would you say you serve in Southwest Michigan every year?
So for Bridges, I can say we have about 2,000 sessions a year.
Wow.
That we provide for the community. And for Caring Network, I would say we are close to serving that many, if not more, between families and individuals that come in, and whether they're just getting diapers or they're utilizing our services beyond that, we never turn anyone away. So we are serving a large population of Kalamazoo.
What's something about Bridges you feel that's important to know for those who are emotionally going through a hard time, especially around the holidays?
Yeah, so I think that's a good thing that you touched on, is that the holidays can be a really difficult time for some people with family and just different experiences they've had. So Bridges is a great place to come in. Something that is really, that we pride ourselves at Bridges, is that we can usually get you in within a week with one of our therapists. We partner with a variety of insurances. If you don't have insurance, that is not a barrier. We will still find a way to work with you to be able to provide those counseling sessions. And it doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to believe a certain way or live a certain way. We are there for everyone, regardless of who you are or what you are going through. We are just there to walk with you and to be that support that you might not have right now. And so that is really what we build Bridges on, is that we are there for all.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll check back in with you tomorrow. And if you want to be a part of a big change here in Southwest Michigan and help support your community, visit ccdok.org and come to Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon from sunup till sundown. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. You know, we all seem to split responsibilities, whether, you know, you're married to someone or you're in a relationship with somebody. It always seems like you kind of establish who does what. Now, me personally, I've always been the kind of person, like, one week I'll cut the grass, I'll regularly do the dishes. I find myself, like, never really relying on anybody else to do a specific thing. I know a couple of people, you know, we were having this discussion in the office the other day, and a couple of people were talking about how they're responsible for one thing, their partner's responsible for another, but the annoyance of when their partner does something that makes the job that you do harder. It's incredibly frustrating. And we were like kind of complaining about this the other day in the office. I mean, I'm a team player. I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure the house is clean, but don't make my job harder. I want to know what you guys think of this. 978-1077. Do you kind of split responsibilities in the household? Do you guys specifically set aside who's doing what in the house, or do you just kind of help each other out as you go? I got a call from Jack coming in. He actually has a question for me.
The thing you hate the most about your significant other?
Leaving dirty dishes in the sink when there's a dishwasher has always been the biggest freaking pet peeve, for real. Especially when it's like hard and crusty, like chili bowls, and I'm like, there's hot water, there's a dishwasher, and why the hell is this crap sitting here?
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dockman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird Ass Wednesday.
I remember a couple of years ago, there was a story about somebody's porch in Detroit literally being stolen that went viral. It was crazy. That was not a real story. However, this one from Spain is very much real. Spanish police have busted a criminal group that have been dedicating to stealing people's seats. Literally, Spain's national police said Wednesday they'd arrested seven people suspected of stealing more than 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at restaurants and bars in Madrid and other nearby places in just 2 months. So there was a group of six men and a woman who worked at night to basically take these chairs from like 18 different places in Madrid and Talavera de la Reina, a smaller city that's southwest of the capital. And this happened in August and September. So the estimated impact of all the stolen property was around 60,000 euros. That's $69,000. That's what the police said. And they said the suspects are going to be facing charges of theft. They belong to a criminal organization that resold the chairs in Spain but also in Morocco and Romania, according to police. Now, in Spain, a lot of restaurants and bars leave tables and chairs, which, you know, are usually made up of metal or hard plastic, outdoors during the night. The chairs will normally be kept in stacks and then chained down. But apparently this did not stop this group of criminals. I had no idea that there was like a serious request and need for restaurant chairs. That seems wild. Like, if somebody had listed on Facebook Marketplace over here, like 400 restaurant chairs, I'd be like, I don't know where you got those. And I don't trust you. I don't know. Like, maybe the request for chairs is so much greater over there. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there's good money in restaurant chairs over there. Clearly there is, as long as you don't get busted. Weird Ass Wednesday, sponsored by BC Pizza, Kalamazoo. They got plenty of chairs. Don't steal their stools or their chairs, because they need plenty of seats for people to enjoy their pizza buffet that gets put down every day, Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You guys can go out there for the pizza buffet and enjoy BC Pizza in Kalamazoo. Your sponsor for Weird Ass Wednesday. Don't take their chairs. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We do Workplace of the Week with BC Pizza Kalamazoo, as we want to give back to all of the places in Southwest Michigan who are jamming the rocker. You know, having us get you through your workday means a lot to me. The fact that you guys keep me on while you guys are working, that we're your soundtrack. I remember what that was like, man. Working in the restaurant, I was always jamming the radio. That's what helped me get through the day. So the fact that a lot of you out there also do that, it really means a lot to me. That's why I want to give back to you with a pizza party from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. It's very simple. Just sign up. Workplace button, the 107.7 RKR app or WRKR.com. That's where you go. Get signed up. And then in 2 days, right around this time, we'll have BC Pizza Kalamazoo in the studio, and we'll announce our new Workplace of the Week winner on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I remember when our friend Nikki won tickets to see U2 at Sphere in Las Vegas, how exciting it was to give her a call and let her know that she had won this huge flyaway. And that's why we like to do these all the time, give you guys a chance to fly out and see some of these epic concerts that, you know, I can't afford. I ain't going to go and do this crap. But you get to be a part of these super special flyaways like the one we've got right now with Def Leppard at the Coliseum next year. We want to get you and a friend out there. In fact, we're going to fly you and a friend out. We're going to put you in the Flamingo for 2 nights. See Def Leppard at the Coliseum, and you get $500 on top of it. Lots of different ways to get signed up for this immediately right now on the Def Leppard button on the 107.7 RKR app. But you can get those code words too and quadruple your chances. 10, 2, 5, and 8 o'clock on 107.7 RKR. That's when we hook it up with those code words. Do not miss them. Once you get those code words in, click that Def Leppard button. Enter them in. You and a friend could be flying away to Las Vegas and seeing Def Leppard. This is going to be crucial. I want you to be a part of it on 107.7 RKR.